Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, got a couple of messages that just came in on our Montana Talks app. Lightbrows in Hardened says this: remember, early voting is now open in Montana. Lightbrows, thanks for that message. By the way, I think absentee ballots get mailed out Friday, because I'll be in the Flathead on Friday. I'll be the MC for the Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner in Kalispell Friday night. So we're doing our show from Columbia Falls Friday morning. And so, yeah, I remember when Dr. Al called into the show, he mentioned that that they're having a Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner the same day that absentee ballots get mailed out across Montana. So election is underway as we speak. Tim and Savage responding to Kevin in Belgrade. So Kevin in Belgrade raised a good question. He said, is this $750 that they're giving to the storm victims, is that a loan or is that a grant? Tim and Savage says the $750, I believe, is a grant. But Karine Jean-Pierre, in that back and forth with Peter Ducey, did reference SBA loans. So I'm assuming that the SBA loans is a separate conversation from the $750 that they're allegedly giving to storm victims. Either way, President Donald J. Trump, he was on Fox News with Laura Ingraham last night. He referenced this, you know, $750 pittance compared to what's going to all these other countries.
A lot of people here tonight, people who are sitting near me in the crowd tonight, were wondering why our priorities seem to be elsewhere. Not that other people don't need help, but very concerned about that.
So we're into almost $300 billion for Ukraine, and yet they're offering people $750.
For immediate needs.
For the worst, yeah, but for the worst hurricane that anybody's seen. But more importantly than that is they don't have the people. They're not doing it. It's a very bad thing.
How would you do it differently?
I'd have a tremendous team of people here. They don't have any people here. The people who walk, I was in North Carolina yesterday. I was in Georgia. And Georgia's different. You have a good governor. He's doing a very good job. But North Carolina is a disaster. And it was also hit very hard. But they don't have the people.
All right. Well, let's hold that thought. President Trump talks about the funding questions as well. Hey, look, some of you, I want to tell you about a special opportunity right now for our veterans before we get into the next break here. This is a great opportunity for one Montana veteran. Maybe you're that veteran. Maybe your spouse or your family member is that veteran. So our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, they are offering up an entire free service for dental implants. This is a big deal. You talk about, you get a whole new set of dental implants for your upper teeth, for your lower teeth. They have incredible technology. People travel from all over the country to get dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental. They've got a committee set up. They're taking nominations. If you go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, you can recommend a veteran. You can nominate a veteran, and then they're going to select a winner later this fall who will get that whole service for free. Nominate a veteran today. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Or, hey, if you're interested in their services, check them out. MontanaDentalImplants.com.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Statues of presidents, inventors, and civil rights leaders dot the U.S. Capitol. But now there's a musician, the man in black.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The bronze statue at the Capitol features Cash clasping a Bible, his signature Martin D-35 guitar slung across his back. At the ceremony, his daughter and singer Roseanne Cash called her dad, quote, a Shakespeare of the South, writing about Folsom Prison and floodwaters washing away farms. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said before Jay-Z's Black Album and Black Sabbath, there was only one man in black. Jeffries quoted Snoop Dogg, who called Johnny Cash, quote, a real American gangster. And while lots of people who visit the Capitol have never heard of those memorialized in statuary, most everyone has heard Johnny Cash. And now Johnny Cash has been someplace else, the U.S. Capitol. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies, along with some areas of smoke and haze for today. High temperatures ranging from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, some areas of smoke as lows reach the upper 40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings, and then staying with sunshine Wednesday with highs from the low to mid-80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Great running into so many folks from across Montana. I was in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. We ran into a ton of great folks, including Gary Perry. Gary Perry is the state representative who represents Colstrip, Montana. We had a great conversation talking about our nation's stupid energy policy right now. We talked about the attacks on Colstrip and how Liberal Senator John Tester won't even visit Colstrip. That story and much more, MontanaTalks.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, these fake, phony commercials. What a bunch of... Look, if you ever hear, this is the hunters and anglers, it's one of these green decoys. It's the fake, phony, hunters and anglers groups that are really just Democrat Party funk groups. They're the radical environmentalists that constantly try to block your access to your favorite land, or they try to shut down your favorite road or your favorite trail. They're radical environmentalist Democrat front groups. But then they call themselves hunters and anglers, and they talk all tough against the liberals in Washington. John Tester has an F rating. F as in Foxtrot. Big letter F. F rating from the NRA. Yet listen to these phony commercials. I mean, my goodness. Thankfully, I think so many people are just not falling for this Adam Schiff anymore. They're not falling for the fake phony shtick by John Tester and his cronies anymore. Let's see. I want to go back to what President Trump had to say with Laura Ingraham last night. He was talking about how we've got billions and billions of dollars to give to all these other countries, but only $750 for the hurricane victims back on the East Coast.
That was a horrific storm, much worse. And, you know, it's late in the season. You wouldn't think a thing like that could happen. But you have to get the people out, and they have to be out much more. I was there for the entire day, and I saw virtually nobody other than the people that were badly affected. And one man, he's got a house that's gone, and he's sitting on a rock. He's sitting on a rock. What's gone on there? You have to help him. And you have to help him monetarily also. And it's only, you know, if you look, it's Virginia, it's Alabama, it's South Carolina was hit very hard. I spoke to their great governor there, and they were hit very hard. Florida was hit very hard.
Biden said the response has been robust and well-coordinated, Mr. President.
Yeah, well, nobody says that. He doesn't know
what
robust is. He doesn't. Look, he should be there, and she should be there. She shouldn't be at fundraisers. She's at fundraisers. And her teleprompter went off, and she didn't do well with the teleprompter off.
That's happened to me a few times,
Yeah, but you will get through it. It happens to me a lot. when the teleprompter goes off, you have to be able to do it. She didn't get through it. But she shouldn't be there anyway. She should be, I would say, North Carolina is bad, is so bad.
All right. Yeah, that was part of what President Trump had to say on with Laura Ingraham on The Angle last night. Covered a whole lot of ground. You know, I was thinking about this when I went to fill up my coffee at the top of the 7 o'clock hour of the show. You know, we had some great callers call in the 6 o'clock hour, some great messages on our Montana Talks app. And so many people obviously expressing their frustration. Their frustration that you see billions of dollars going to all these other countries. You see the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, John Tester regime funding drag queen story hours in Ecuador. You know, here you had over the weekend, Kamala Harris was bragging about shipping your money to Lebanon. Lebanon, the very country that is serving as host to these rocket attacks and other attacks into Israel right now. Why are they getting our money? And I was thinking about this, you know, these folks, you know, and I don't want to downplay, nobody should downplay the impact on these storm victims and the folks who were in the eye of the storm and hit so hard by Hurricane Helene. But what I got to thinking about was, you know, this flood of illegal aliens in the last 3.5 years, and we've seen impacts on the ground here in Montana. And the thought that just came to my mind is, you know, we're all rightly so talking about those who've been in the eye of the storm, those who've been impacted by Hurricane Helene and who are suffering the impacts of Hurricane Helene. But I thought about, you know, here in Montana, our reservations, our friends on the reservation, our friends in the Native American communities in particular, they have been in the eye of the storm brought upon us by this flood of illegal aliens and the Mexican drug cartels targeting our reservation communities in particular. Mexican drug cartels taking advantage of our open borders to target Native American women. I mentioned this story last week where the story talked about how, you know, 30% of the missing persons cases involve Native Americans, but even though they only make up, I can't remember the number they used, around 7% of the population. So, again, you have Mexican drug cartels targeting Native American women. I had a grandmother from the Fort Peck Reservation call into this show and talk about how she is raising all of her grandkids right now because she's lost her sons to fentanyl. Sons, plural. Not just one son, two sons. They have been in the eye of the storm for the last 3.5 years. No support from the federal government for more law enforcement on the reservations. John Tester didn't provide a dime of more support for federal law enforcement on the reservations. John Tester wouldn't even meet with the head of the DEA in Montana. Well, the Mexican drug cartels are targeting Lodgegrass, targeting the Crow Reservation, targeting the Northern Cheyenne, targeting Fort Peck, targeting all of us. We've been in the eye of the storm, and John Tester is the one who brought this storm to our shores. And yet, look at the flood of phony, fake fact checks from the fake liberal media. Look at the flood of these garbage BS attack ads against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. So, man, anyway, that was just a thought that I had. You know, I'm glad we need to keep talking about our you know, friends in North Carolina and everything, but remember, we've got an eye of the storm right here in Montana as well. And that's something that we can actually do something about here. And we can do something about it right now. Right now you can do something about it with early voting and absentee ballots coming out on Friday. And talking to your friends and talking to your neighbors. All right, let's go to Rock in the middle of nowhere. Rock, stand by. We'll get to you right after the Farm and Ranch Report. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris has a tough schedule ahead this week. She'll sit down with Howard Stern, who turned on his old pal Donald a long time ago. The View, where most of the ladies adore Kamala Harris and hate Trump. And Stephen Colbert on his CBS show, who has hosted fundraisers for Joe Biden both 4 years ago and now while he was still running. And I almost forgot. On Sunday, the podcast Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper, which is about sex, released their interview. In fairness, she came across as a real person there, a thoughtful person when she talked about blended families and raising stepchildren and how it's not the 1950s anymore. Now, also in fairness, She sat down with 60 Minutes. Donald Trump declined that invitation. And look, these are friendly interviews, just like with Stephanie Ruhle. That's why she's doing them. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies, along with some areas of smoke and haze for today. High temperatures ranging from the upper 70s in Bozeman to the low 80s in Billings. For tonight, clear skies, some areas of smoke as lows reach the upper 40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings, and then staying with sunshine Wednesday with highs from the low to mid-80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Well, it was a mad dash across Montana last week. Quick show from Great Falls for the Electric Co-op's annual meeting. Then we took you to Whitefish for the Equipment Dealers' annual meeting. And then I had to rush back to get home for a football game. Well, we're going to make up for it, Flathead. We are going to have another live show from the Flathead Valley coming up this Friday. Montana Talks live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls on Friday. In the meantime, we'll keep the phone lines open for you as we take a statewide with Montana Talks Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA released the progress for winter wheat planting as of Sunday, and we see that the national average is coming in at 51% complete. That's actually just one percentage point behind the five-year average, and 25% of the national crop has emerged. Here in Montana, we're seeing the 64% pace of this year's winter wheat planting as of Sunday be 4 percentage points ahead of the five-year average.
Are you concerned about the impact government policies could have on your cattle business? One way to make your voice heard in Washington is by joining NCBA. When you join, you'll be part of the nation's oldest and largest national cattle industry organization that has a professional team working in Washington, D.C. on issues that matter to cattle-producing families nationwide. Don't stay on the sidelines. Make your voice heard by joining NCBA today at the website ncba.org.
Montana's early sugar beet harvest seeing 9% of the crop harvested as of Sunday. That is just a tad bit behind the 12% five-year average. As for producers chopping corn for silage, 46% of that crop has been put up. That's behind the five-year average of 70%. That's a look at our news this morning. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick before we get to your messages and to your phone calls, 406-294-0970. By the way, if you want to call in, and I would encourage you to call in now if you got something you want to talk about, because yeah, you know what happens. The 8 o'clock hour, the show gets even bigger. Right now, we're live. Billings, Livingston, Bozeman, Butte, and then Great Falls and Kalispell join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Then we get on 20-plus signals in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we got a bunch of great listeners on the Montana Talks app. But today is Tuesday. John Jackson, the Joker from X, is with us in the 8 o'clock hour. And so, you know, hey, a lot of his friends like to call in that 8 o'clock hour. So the phone lines fill up. Plus, when we have a sidekick here with us, it's a very fast move. You think this is a fast-moving show. You add a sidekick into the mix, it goes by even faster. So if you want a little bit more time to talk, now is your time to call in, because it's going to be very fast-moving starting in the 8 o'clock hour. But real quick, the Montana Farm Bureau, for those of you in the Billings area, the Montana Farm Bureau is hosting a Supreme Court candidate forum. All four candidates for the Montana Supreme Court have accepted the invitation. It will be Wednesday tomorrow night at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. The event starts at 6 with a candidate meet and greet, followed by a candidate forum at 7 p.m. So that is being hosted by the Montana Farm Bureau. And that's Wednesday night at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. And by the way, both of the sons of Montana will be there, Corey Swan's son and Judge Dan Wilson, two of the candidates for the Montana Supreme Court. Let's go to Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, last week when you were gone on Friday and John Jackson had some gals call in from North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that part, but you know, they were talking about, hey, send your contributions directly to, you know, such and such, such and such, because the FEMA was confiscating stuff that was coming in, money, food, whatever. And also, over the weekend, I was with a friend of mine, retired Navy helo pilot, and he's got a buddy over there, and his buddy was flying in with his, the guy has his own helo, and he was flying in, pulling people out of there and whatnot. Well, they made it a no-fly zone. They grounded him and confiscated his helo. So this is FEMA. This is your government working for you. And this is firsthand from, you know, my buddy's friend that was, you know, on the ground there, you know, or let's say trying to be in the air. So, anyway.
Interesting. Well, I guess, you know, you sometimes you wonder what that stuff, okay, is, you know, and obviously very clearly, you know, FEMA and the federal government has just some absurd, stupid bureaucratic rules. Like I heard one guy on Fox and Friends earlier this week was saying, hey, FEMA, go up that road. There's people up there that need help. And they're like, well, we can't travel because the road's out. He's like, drive around the one billboard and you can get back on the road. And they're like, we're not allowed to do that. And it's like, okay, come on. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I mean, good night.
I mean,
I drove some dangerous roads in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, but no, you got some of this bureaucratic garbage where it's like, well, no, we can't even divert a little bit off path in order to get on the path to helping people.
Right. And I can see doing a no-fly zone just because you don't want people flying in there willy-nilly, because I guess there was fixed wings dropping stuff.
Yeah, you need aircraft deconfliction, et cetera, yeah.
Get an IC in there and coordinate this stuff, people that are, you know, civilians that want to help out. You know, it's like, especially since, you know, they're not doing very much because they're out of money. So anyway.
Yeah, I got a message on the app here from Tammy in Kalispell. Tammy says, I have only one question. We send tax dollars and aid all over the world. I would like a list of countries helping us with the hurricane disaster. Where is the foreign aid for us? I know there are some countries that do that. I'll bet you there we could probably get a list of some countries that are putting together some great support for us right now. We've seen that, you know, we saw that in the wake of 9/11, et cetera, for example. But it's still a great question, because I'll bet you there's a lot of countries on the list that we're shipping a whole bunch of our taxpayer dollars to, and did we even get thoughts and prayers in response?
Roger that. Well, have a good one.
Hey, you too, Rock. Great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. 406-294-0970. This was on Hannity's program last night, the Trump War Room, sharing this via X. These are the residents of North Carolina. They were live on Hannity's program last night with his correspondent out in the field.
What would your message be to Vice President Kamala Harris and to the White House? What do you have to say to them? I mean, she spent time on, you know, these shows, podcasts. You haven't seen the response. I know I've been up to Chimney Rock. I've never seen such devastation in my life. It looks like a war zone. I know people lost their life up there as well. What would your
an interview for the show's election special? America's listening to Fox News.
All right, I found the numbers I was looking for earlier. Earlier in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we had some great callers and some great messages come in. And people are asking the obvious question. We've got all this money going to all these other countries, all these other people from all these other countries, illegal aliens, so-called migrants that are being dumped in this country as the flood continues. And yet,
what, $750 for victims of Hurricane Helene? I had this in front of me yesterday. This was from America First Legal. If you're familiar with Stephen Miller, a prominent Trump advisor, Stephen Miller, who's been here to Montana. Stephen Miller, of course, you know, was one of the key architects, along with President Trump, of his border strategy, his border security strategy. They sent out a full thread on X. Biden-Harris gives 22 times more aid to Haitian illegals than hurricane victims. All right, let me share those numbers with you here in just a second. I just remembered I needed to finish up that soundbite. Sarah Carter was the correspondent on the ground for Sean Hannity's show. She asked the people of North Carolina, the residents of North Carolina, what their message is to the federal government.
No.
Where are you? Where are you? These people have lost their homes. They've lost their businesses. They've lost everything, and they need some support. They need help. And $750 is not much help.
$750 is not much help. But here we go. As America First Legal shared via X on October 4th, 4 days ago now, 22 times more aid to Haitian illegals than to hurricane victims. $750 one-time payment for American victims of Hurricane Helene. $16,896 in potential free federal benefits annually for a Haitian family of four paroled in by Biden-Harris. America First Legal detailed taxpayer-funded benefits for illegal aliens. A Haitian paroled into the United States by the Harris-Biden administration is immediately eligible for extensive federal welfare benefits, including Medicaid. A Haitian family of four released into the United States could receive more than $1,408 a month in handouts. The overwhelming majority of aliens entering illegally are granted parole by the Biden-Harris DHS. This means they are not only released from custody into the interior of the United States, but they are also eligible to receive additional benefits once in the United States. And by the way, that's just federal. That's just federal assistance. What other type of taxpayer-funded programs do you think, assistance do you think they're getting? Anyway, great information there from America First Legal. J.D. Vance, VP candidate J.D. Vance, was on Fox and Friends talking about FEMA money and how they claim they don't have enough, but yet they gave money to illegals.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Committee. The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond a resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's a couple of Montana-specific stories that I want to talk about when John Jackson, the Joker from X, joins us on the show. I don't know if you saw this headline in the Helena IR. This is from their liberal State Bureau reporters here. Knudsen facing professional misconduct trial Wednesday turns to the Supreme Court. This is one of the most sickening, disgusting stories of government weaponization that you will find taking place in this country, and it is taking place in Montana right now. I sent out a tweet earlier this morning basically referring to this story. Basically, you have the far left Democrat-controlled Montana Supreme Court. They appoint members to this, what is quickly becoming a joke of a commission here, the Commission on Practice. So they appoint the left-wing Montana Supreme Court. I said I was going to wait till later to talk about it, but what the heck, let's roll into it right now here. So the far-left justices on the Montana Supreme Court, and the Chief Justice is a former Democrat Attorney General himself, they appoint these crackpot lawyers to this commission. Then those crackpot lawyers get to oversee the other lawyers. So they then get to abuse their position of power to push their own agenda. So what they are doing is, you had this liberal lawyer out of California file a phony complaint against the best attorney general in the country, which is Austin Knudsen, a former Montana Speaker of the House. And they cooked up these 41 counts of nonsense against the best attorney general in the country. Why are they going after the best attorney general in the country? Well, first off, they're doing these same cookie-cutter bogus complaint tactics against practically every other Republican AG all over the country. So this is not just a Montana thing that's happening here. It's happening all over the country. The Federalist has laid this out at thefederalist.com. But they particularly are going after Attorney General Austin Knudsen because he is when, especially when it comes to your Second Amendment rights and to your gun rights. When I've been down at the SHOT Show, the National Shooting Sports Foundation will tell you this. Austin Knudsen is the AG, the Attorney General when it comes to your Second Amendment rights. That's why he's in their targets. He's also filed over 51 lawsuits standing up to the Biden administration and their federal overreach. And so that's why they particularly want to go after him. Look, what have they been doing to Donald J. Trump with the weaponization of government, with these kangaroo court proceedings against Donald J. Trump? They were trying to get him removed from the ballot. And they were also trying to tarnish his reputation in the form of negative news headlines. This is exactly what the far left justices on the Montana Supreme Court and their hack appointees on this commission on practice are doing. Less than 1 month before the election here in Montana, and Attorney General Austin Knudsen is up for re-election, and he will handily win his election. Nonetheless, what they are trying to do, they are trying to make it to where he can't serve as attorney general with these bogus complaints and with the kangaroo court proceedings that they've been moving forward with. And I shared via X earlier this morning, this is a disgusting attempt at election interference and shameful weaponization of government against the best AG in the country. But here's what else is frustrating. Think about what a dramatic departure from American norms this is. They were trying to get this whole proceeding done with even sooner because they wanted to have Attorney General Austin Knudsen removed from the ballot altogether so you couldn't even vote for him. That's what they were trying to do. Now they're trying to make it where even if you vote for him, he can't serve as Attorney General of the state of Montana. That's how despicable these people are. This is a dramatic departure of American norms. These people are no holds barred. They are effectively declaring war against the people of Montana with this nonsense, figuratively speaking. They want to burn this whole system down to the ground. They want to take away your right to vote. They want to take away your ability to have the elected leaders that you have chosen to have in this country. And these are the same people that shriek and shrill democracy.
I'm telling you what, every single prosecutor in this state right now should set their sights on every single member of this commission on practice. I want to start seeing subpoenas of text messages being sent by these members of this commission, not just FOIA their emails. Demand to see their communications with these liberal Supreme Court justices, with their fellow members of the commission and other Democrat Party activists who are launching an attack on our very system of government here. This is an absolute sham. This is an absolute, it's not just a joke. I mean, this is a clear attack on your right to vote for who you want to be your attorney general. These people are abusing their positions of power. And I'm looking at a whole list of names here. How many people are serving on this stinking thing here? It is such a dramatic departure from American norms. And yet you see some of these people, like the Lee newspaper's Capitol Bureau reporter. They report on this story like, oh, well, today in the news, like it's just some news story. This is a dramatic departure from American norms. This is election interference. This is weaponization of government. And the Lee newspapers are just like, oh, well, in other news, they're just going along with it. When what is taking place here should face widespread condemnation. Now, I partly wonder if part of the reason why it's not facing widespread condemnation is because everybody just kind of sees it as a joke. They see the liberal Montana Supreme Court as a joke. They're very clearly partisan Democrats, biased radical leftists. They've installed this kangaroo commission on practice. I mean, and so maybe they just think this is such blatant electioneering here by the Democrats that maybe that's why they just don't take this as a but think about it. If they actually move forward with this, they would bar you, the people of Montana, from having the attorney general that you voted for and that you will vote for once again. Such a dramatic departure from American norms. And then we wonder why we've had not just one, but two assassination attempts against President Donald J. Trump. Because this regime in Washington and the fake news media and these left-wing activist groups across this country, they violated every basic American norm imaginable to go after Donald Trump. And the leftists here in Montana are violating basic American norms to go after Attorney General Austin Kanoos. They violated almost every norm. They crossed every line you could possibly think of. They violated almost every norm. And then they wonder, oh, man, they act all shocked and surprised that we'd have not only one but two assassination attempts on President Trump. All right. The Biden-Harris regime gave over $1 billion in FEMA money to illegal aliens, but now they're saying they don't have enough money for the people in North Carolina. Now, the left-wing media will call that misinformation. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance explains the truth.
A lot of conflicting reports about whether or not money is coming from FEMA money spent on illegal immigrants or the resettling of migrants. And could that have gone to the American people in need in North Carolina? There's conflicting reports and there's debate about the response of this as well, of FEMA. You've done a good job of separating and talking about the priorities, I think, of the American government. My question for you is, how would you and Donald Trump, in a situation like this, ensure that you live up to what you have talked about, that we place Americans first?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you have to separate what people are saying. They'll say, well, there's a bucket of money in FEMA that's gone to illegal aliens, and that's somehow separate than the bucket of money that should by right go to American citizens. I think that misses the fundamental point that the Biden-Harris administration has turned FEMA effectively into an agency that helps to resettle and helps to deal with illegal immigration. That is just fundamentally going to distract focus from their core job of helping American citizens in their time of need. I think the fundamental mistake that Kamala Harris Biden's administration has made here, Will, is that from the get-go, you sort of imposed military-style command and control.
Yeah.
You've got 8 different bureaucratic organizations. You've got a lot of different bureaucratic fiefdoms that sometimes delay the provision of necessary resources. You need to empower a military commander on the ground to get helicopters to where they need to go, to get supplies to where they need to go, to cut through some of the FAA bureaucracy when it comes to, you know, planes and helicopters landing in the right place. The problem here, I really believe, is just it's like the DMV at industrial scale. And yes, because of it, a lot of folks in North Carolina are suffering unnecessarily.
All right, great point. The DMV at industrial scale. Back right after this.
Now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
These humans can stream all the top-rated national news channels on DirecTV, and now with no satellite dish.
This just in. Weather, sports, election coverage. DirecTV has it all, but something is missing. The satellite dish.
What are you doing?
I'm reporting the news. Back to you, Bob.
Here's some news. You're a buffoon.
Stream the top-rated national news channels. No satellite dish. Visit DirectTV.com. Internet required. Top-rated news based on 2023 Nielsen ratings.
Fox News commentary.
The Queen of Country Music donated $1 million to support Hurricane Helene relief efforts. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Good guess. I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
The federal government has wasted too much of our tax money on illegal immigrants. It's nice that private citizens are willing to help cover the difference. Country music queen Dolly Parton did just that with a $1 million donation to the Mountain Ways Foundation in support of Hurricane Helene relief efforts. This cause is especially close to her heart, given she grew up in East Tennessee, a region heavily impacted by the devastating storm. And she's not alone. Country star Morgan Wallen also donated $500,000 through his Morgan Wallen Foundation in support of the Red Cross. Wallen also grew up in Eastern Tennessee. While it's going to take millions more and many months of cleanup, it is heartwarming to know when the rubber meets the road, neighbors are there for one another, especially here in Tennessee. So God bless Tennessee and God bless all the regions impacted by the hurricane. We are thinking and praying for you. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
This is Fox on Justice. One senator is targeting pill pressers because cartel and criminals have been using this machinery to ramp up their operations. They're able to crank out hundreds, if not thousands, of pills at once. Criminals are getting their hands on the same machines as pharmaceutical companies. It basically turns the fentanyl powder into looking like real prescription pills like Xanax or Adderall. Authorities say it's tough to track down where the equipment came from. U.S. Senator John Cornyn has been pushing for a bill that would put serial numbers on pill pressers to help track down those criminals.
The profit motive of the cartels, they continue to get richer and richer and richer while more and more are killing their dying.
In 2023, 16-year-old Sianna Vaughn from Texas died after her mom says she took just one pill laced with fentanyl. Sianna's mom, Stephanie Vaughn, says her daughter's dealer never gave up his supplier.
They're targeting our children. I mean, how evil is it to know that our kids are dealing with anxiety, they're dealing with ADHD, and they're going to make it look like...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Killer in your home right now.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's another half to that J.D. Vance soundbite that I want to share with you, but let's save that for the 8 o'clock hour because we are short on time, and we got a couple of great guests in the house with us, Susie Paddock and Sally Sebuhar with Pack the Place in Pink. They've got Pack the Place in Pink events going on all across the state of Montana here, especially in the month of October. Great to see both of you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having You're us welcome. On.
We got a head start on your Pack the Place in Pink events. Last week, we drove a pink radio station car all the way to Whitefish and back.
Oh, awesome. So, we better get our logo on that. Yeah.
we got some looks in Harlow. We stopped at the gas station in Harlow, and everybody's like, hey, like your car, boys.
They think you're Mary Kay Reps.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Pack the Place in Pink, breast cancer awareness, funds to help those that are struggling with breast cancer and so much more. Susie, tell us about Pack the Place in Pink and some of the events going on across the state.
Well, it is a statewide event, and we do give our money directly back to breast cancer patients in the state of Montana. So wherever you might live in Montana, should you know somebody with breast cancer, please refer them. Very simple, packtheplaceinpink.org, and there's a referral site there. And you can use your monies for whatever you want to use it for, because we know there's a lot of expenses that come along with cancer. So we're around everywhere. This week, we are kind of out a lot. We're going to be out in Warden tomorrow night at Willie's Bar in Warden. We're going to be selling Pack the Place in Pink t-shirts. They're also doing a fundraiser for a gal, Amanda Morales, who, if you guys remember, Kevin was a coach at Skyview. They live in California now, and we unfortunately can't help them because they don't live in Montana, but the community out there is going to, you know, do some things to help them out. Then Volleyball in Lockwood Thursday night. Sunday there'll be a Shields night. It's an after-hours private party. It Shields on Sunday, so you can check on their website and you can purchase a ticket for that. Friday night's a big event, fun night for us. We're going to be in Huntley at the Roadhouse, and we've got a big bingo event out there. So Andrea Drinkwalter does a bang-up job out there, and we will be part of that. It'll be a pink night out at the Roadhouse for us then. Helen is doing a week-long event starting the 14th, and they're doing events all week long downtown. It just keeps going. Pink soccer, Drink for Pink, and Bozeman events. If you're in Bozeman, check out some Drink for Pink. You can go to our websites or social media, and you'll see events that we're doing across the state. So lots of stuff going on.
PackThePlaceInPink.org. PackThePlaceInPink.org. Yeah. Over $1 million has helped nearly 1,000 women, and even some men across the state, from Anaconda to Park City to Wolf Creek and more. Sally, why is this something you're so excited to be a part of?
Well, I'm so excited to be a part of it because my friend Susie Paddock got me into it. I used to teach at Castle Rock, and we just started selling t-shirts, and then all of a sudden I said, I need to do more, so I got into it, and I'm full bore. So
she wrangles up all our t-shirts.
Slinging pinkies,
yeah. and t-shirts across the state, because lots of places will do pink events. And Vicky Carl, this all started with the volleyball coach at Skyview, you know, who no longer coaches, is retired. But we've carried forward. She's the president of this group. And we've still got tons of volleyball games across the state. MSU, we do pack the stadium in pink. We got a big football game. We've already had it. It was earlier this month. Volleyball in Bozeman, basketball. I mean, everything just kind of blew up on us. You know what? We started thinking we're just going to raise some money and help some people. And everybody knows my goal was like $20,000. Mm-hmm. God, if we could raise $20,000, think about it. And we just hit $1 million.
$1 million.
And it's bittersweet because how fabulous that we've been so supported, but how sad that we have this many people that have breast cancer. And we know people don't know about us.
That's why, you know, this has gotten so much support and people want to pack the place in pink, is because everybody knows somebody who's fought it or is fighting it right now as we speak.
One in five.
Wow.
That's the latest stat I just saw, was one in five.
PackThePlaceInPink.org for events all across the state of Montana. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thanks for having us.
Go pink.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.